We're going to continue with our media availabilities for today's Apache Warrior 400 presented by Lucas Oil. We are now joined by our third place finisher, Jimmy Johnson, driver of the number 48 Lowe's Chevrolet. Jimmy, really good run out there today for both you and your Hendrick teammates. Why don't you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think we, and when we unloaded on Friday, we realized how much speed all of our Hendrick cars had. As we look back over the summer, it just seems like tracks with more banking, you know, our combination works well, and we were able to exploit that this weekend. I wish that I would have qualified better. I really think we had a shot at winning the race today, and at times I was better than the 24 and the 18 and was catching them there at the end. So I just really never had track position to race for the win. I finally got in the top three there on that last run, and we were out of laps. So a solid day, though. Thankful to have Sharkbite on the car this weekend and AOL Smith. Of course, Lowe's and our longstanding relationship there. Charlotte is a great track for us as well. And typically when we run well at Dover, it carries over to Charlotte, and we're optimistic about next week, too.
All right, we're going to open it up to questions. We'll start in the back with Dan.
Dan Gelson, Associated Press. Jimmy, at the same time, you and Chase had two great finishes. What does it mean for Hendrick to have two strong cars like that? And it looked like you said something to Chase after it was over. It was such a heartbreaking loss for him. What did you share with him?
I knew I couldn't make him feel any better. I just wanted to check on him, you know, and turn him around where people couldn't see his face and let him get those few first words and sentences out. I anticipated them being cuss words, and they were. So just trying to be there for him, let him vent, let him you know, get those first few sentences out. I just know from my own experience it's nice just to kind of vent and get through that. You know, clearly he didn't have much to say, and he's pretty bummed out about the situation. So is his team. They're all gathered down there around the car. But you know, midweek, I'm sure they'll work through this and find the silver lining and move on and go to Charlotte. They're a fantastic race team. Chase is one heck of a driver, and look forward to whenever that celebration does happen.
Do we have any questions upstairs in the press box? We'll go to Mike down here.
Mike Embry, USA Today. Jimmy, the situation that Chase faced there at the end when you got a car that appears to be faster coming and coming every lap, what can you do beyond trying to cut laps that are a little bit faster? I mean, and at a track like this where blocking is really not something you can legitimately do, what else could he have done?
Yeah, we did briefly touch on that when we were at his car for a few seconds, and, you know, the bottom usually prevails. I'm not sure, especially on a long run, the outside's really ever worked here. And the two or three runs before the final one, Kyle was dedicated to it, and I was able to hold him back just running the bottom. So I think Chase weighed his options out and knew that the bottom is where, you know, 90-some percent of these races have been won, if not 95 or more, and stuck with that. I think he had more trouble with the lap cars that were in front of him. I think there were some cars fighting to stay on the lead lap that you know, really, I think, hurt the performance of his car. And the 18 had a straightaway of clean air to really, you know, chip away at the lead and get to him. So I feel like lap traffic probably played a bigger role in it than anything.
Any final questions for Jimmy? All right, Jimmy, thanks for joining us. Good luck in Charlotte next week.
Thank you.